Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
From the promise of a long-awaited turn to the dark side in the lead-up to a game-changing pay-per-view being scuppered by a new clothing line, to a highly anticipated breakup being put on the back burner so a star could go shake their hips on national television. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times WWE quit storylines for weird reasons. Number 10, Rey Mysterio committing his future leaves KO high and dry. It's been a massively stop-start few years for the former Universal Champion, with it regularly feeling as though Kevin Owens is simply being used as a utility man to fill in the blanks, rather than a star who could realistically take up a spot as one of WWE's current top stars. Another example of this most definitely being the case in recent memory came during the early days of the crowdless era in the company. KO famously battled Seth Rollins within an empty performance center at WrestleMania 36, and was set to continue his war with the Architect in the months that followed. That was, as reported by the Wrestling Observer Radio around the time, until Rey Mysterio finally decided to re-sign on the dotted line and commit his future to Vince McMahon's promotion. As we all know, the former World Heavyweight Champion would kickstart a never-ending program with the Monday Night Messiah shortly after. But you do have to feel for KO. He'd just stolen the show with his fellow former NXT champion, and was then nudged into obscurity for his troubles due to a legend deciding to stay put. Number 9, New Era sees multiple storylines cold. Remember that time Triple H, Vince, Stephanie, and Shane McMahon all made their way to the ring to usher in a new era for the world of WWE as we knew it? Ah, what a landmark, game-changing moment that was for about a week. What many do forget about this failed attempt to pump some new life back into the dying products that were Raw and SmackDown at this time, though, was the fact that a number of proposed angles and storylines were actually dropped in the wake of the "You Were the Authority" pipe bomb. As Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer would note, Alexa Bliss taking over from Baron Corbin as Raw GM, Paige's retaining of her role as SmackDown GM, and a story that would focus on the fallout of the Blue Brand getting battered at Survivor Series were all shelved in favor of this general change-up being the new focus. Yet with WWE largely staying the same ever since, the reasoning behind their fateful canning looks a little bit strange in hindsight. Number 8, Kevin Nash is suddenly unfit to compete against the voice of the voiceless. Things took a rather unexpected turn during what was looking set to be one of the most compelling summers WWE have ever pumped into our lives. As a returning CM Punk overcame John Cena at SummerSlam and became the undisputed WWE champion, none other than Kevin Nash decided to rear his head and cost the voice of the voiceless his shiny belt. It all looked to be heading in the direction of an unlikely Punk versus Nash showdown at Night of Champions. But then something even more unexpected happened. Big Daddy Cool was suddenly deemed unfit to compete. Not because of his rickety knees, mind. No, instead, Nash was told to sit this one out because he was on anti-stroke medication. Despite the fact that WWE were made aware of this coming into the angle, Nash ultimately got himself off the medication long enough to be passed fit by the company. But by then, it was too late. He was thrown into a battle against Triple H at TLC 2011 in the end, with the once intriguing concept of the former NWO man battling the hottest star in the company, now dead and buried. Number 7, Kmart cost us a John Cena heel turn. Though we do get to enjoy an industry that does regularly gift us dream moments and matches seemingly by the year, there are still those few opportunities to do something truly exciting that fans will never really get over being missed. The ever-elusive John Cena heel turn undoubtedly falls into this category. But there was actually a moment in time when it appeared that Super Cena giving in to the dark side was genuinely on the cards. As the company's main event scene was being dominated by the monumental Cena vs. Rock program that spanned two WrestleManias, the idea was to have Cena go bad during the pair's epic 2011-2012 feud. However, there was just one little issue Vince McMahon couldn't see past. That being the fact that Kmart had just introduced a big new clothing line with Cena's face plastered all over it. Sensing that Cena becoming a villain could affect this rollout, the boss aborted the planned turn that Cena himself was very much on board with up to that point. Number 6, Lacey Evans' pregnancy gets in the way of her affair with Ric Flair. The year 2021 has certainly been a memorable one for the Nature Boy, but largely for the wrong reasons. Months before his unsettling actions on the plane ride from hell were once again brought into the spotlight, Ric Flair found himself slap bang in the middle of one of the most cringe-inducing storylines in recent memory. Romantically linked with Lacey Evans on screen, all signs seem to point towards the former Marine and Charlotte Flair coming to blows at WrestleMania 37. Thankfully, Nature, in the form of Evans genuinely becoming pregnant, thankfully not actually with Rick's kid, opted to get in the way of a program just about nobody actually wanted to see progress further than it already had. Flair has since revealed that neither he or his daughter were fans of the creative direction the company went down with the feud as a whole. To make matters worse, the Queen wound up missing Mania altogether in the wake of this sudden change of circumstances, again proving that the company really had too many eggs in this peculiar-looking basket. Number 5, Rusev's championship quest is next for Jinder's journey. The experimental period that regularly follows Mania season has been known to throw some rather strange scenarios into the WWE landscape. However, it has often opened the door for largely underutilized fan favorites to seize their moment further up the card too. That latter point appeared to be the case for Rusev, as the Bulgarian brute was thrown over to SmackDown during the Superstar Shakeup, only to find himself seemingly on the cusp of a WWE championship match with Randy Orton. After stating in a personally recorded message that he wouldn't compete on the blue brand unless he was granted a title shot at Money in the Bank, the stage looked set for a strong Rusev main event push. Yet that was never to be. Instead, reports stated that WWE were aiming to target the Indian market over the coming months. So Jinder Mahal was given the WWE Championship ball to run with at Payback a few weeks earlier instead. Any plans to have Rusev and Orton collide for the title were quickly binned off, and the former was nudged into a losing war with John Cena soon after. Number 4, Emelina wasn't delivering the goods in rehearsal. With the sheer amount of wacky, colorful, and sometimes downright disturbing gimmicks WWE have tried to get off the ground over the years, it comes as little surprise that not everything has quickly caught fire. Yet for the most part, said eventually culled characters have at least been given a chance to spread their wings in front of a live audience. However, in the case of former NXT star Emma, a long-awaited transition into the glamorous Emelina appeared to be dead upon arrival. After 17 weeks of vignettes built towards her fabulous premiere, Emelina simply trotted out in front of the Monday Night Raw faithful before quickly declaring that she'd be reverting back to her former Emma guise. In truth, WWE had decided to back out of the gimmick after it was reported by Pro Wrestling Sheet that, after multiple rehearsals, she couldn't pull off what they were looking to accomplish. That it took the company a whopping 17 weeks to figure out that Emma wasn't the right fit for the character is strange enough. But the fact they continued to promote the character regardless still makes for a seriously odd decision to this day. Number 3, Bray Wyatt refusing to play ball leads to the man on top. The drama and all-round mystery surrounding the shocking departure of Bray Wyatt from WWE earlier this year is still being unpicked by wrestling fans today, with the performer himself largely keeping hush on the subject. However, former WWE writer Freddie Prinze Jr. did offer to shed some light on the series of events that could have ultimately played a major part in the star ultimately falling out of favor with the boss. Speaking on the Ringer Wrestling Show, the Hollywood actor revealed that Wyatt's infamous squashing at the hands of Goldberg was likely down to the star being not willing to play ball, and not doing things the way the company wanted at that time. Whether that means not performing to their standards or simply wanting to head in a different direction creatively is still up for debate, yet it remains clear that WWE just weren't willing to double down on Wyatt as their next top star, which eventually led to his widely expected clash with Roman Reigns over the top strap at Mania 36 being scrapped too. Number 2, Charlotte Flair's breast implant surgery kills a feud with Asuka. It should have become abundantly clear by now that an an awful lot of storylines and angles were switched up on the fly for a whole host of peculiar reasons in and around WrestleMania 36 season. But it wasn't just the global health crisis forcing unexpected shifts in direction for Vince McMahon's company. After going on a tear in the wake of prizing the NXT Women's Championship from Rhea Ripley's hands in front of, well, nobody, Charlotte Flair suddenly found herself strapless after just 63 days as your reigning black and gold champ. Never fear though, as WWE reportedly had plans to catapult the Queen straight back into a title program on Monday nights, opposite the Empress of Tomorrow, according to Dave Meltzer again. Yet, the company clearly weren't anticipating another one of their biggest stars being forced to take some time off. On the back of Becky Lynch already exiting to become the mom, Flair was suddenly shelved due to needing further breast surgery and written off television via Nia Jax's vicious attack. As it goes, Flair and Asuka would then eventually go on to win tag gold together upon the former's return. Number 1, Miz and Morrison's implosion takes a back seat to Dancing with the Stars. True to WWE form, a move fans had been clamoring for ever since John Morrison finally decided to pop back up in Vince McMahon's playground, soon got shuffled into the background for the balmiest of reasons. With the pair of Miz and Morrison teaming together for the better part of 2 years. Their eventual implosion left fans eagerly anticipating a much-deserved singles run for the former Impact World Champion. Yet, it soon became evident that Miz was in no position to kickstart the blood feud necessary to push his former pal further up the card post-breakup. He had stars to dance with after all. A grudge match was made for the next week on Raw and sharply binned off as the former WWE Champion limbered up for his stint on Dancing with the Stars. But maybe the weirdest part of all of this is the fact that WWE must have clearly known the journey their man was about to embark on. So why force the split right now in the first place? For now, a Miz Morrison meltdown is on ice until the Awesome One finishes off shaking his hips, leaving Johnny Drip Drip thoroughly up in the air until further notice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.